Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 2. Hello, everyone. Oh my goodness. I hope you are doing well and are staying safe this pandemic. It's been so long. A whole 6 months. I'm so sorry. You know, I want to apologize. Before we start the episode, I want to apologize for my inconsistency. I'm really, really sorry. I don't want to give any excuses, so I'm not going to give any. But I do want to do better. And I feel like having that desire is the first step to achieving the goal, you know? So I am very, very sorry. And shout out to the people who were texting me on my unintentional sabbatical. But to make up for that lack of 6 months of no word, I have a juicy topic to talk about today. In today's episode, I want to talk about a new beginning with a great end. A new beginning with a great end. You know, a new beginning, a fresh start, a new vision, and a new way to attack the year. It's the end of January, and January is a very hopeful month, I believe. I feel like January is a very, very hopeful month. People start anew in this month, and there's so much optimism in the air. You know, people started their gym membership, they started their diet January 1st, then they stopped January 2nd. It's okay. It's okay. We're not judging here. But I have a question for you. Does this year feel different or do you feel the same? You know, personally, I feel different. I feel like 2020 and 2021 really tested us. It really tried us. But 2022, it's giving hopeful. It's giving optimism. It's giving God's going to move like never before. And I want to start and end this year with excellence. And I want to achieve so many things. But I know that I can't do that without vision. Vision from God. I feel like we tend to go through our year aimlessly with no vision in mind. And we wonder why we give up so easily or feel useless throughout the year. So as we talk about new beginnings today, as we talk about new beginnings with a great end, we also have to couple that with vision. With the help of Google and the Holy Spirit, vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with God's wisdom. Vision is what you see with your eyes closed. Vision is God's will for your life. Vision is God giving you a glimpse of the future to prompt action today. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back, if you're taking notes. Vision is God giving you a glimpse of the future to prompt action today. When you ask for vision, God will show you amazing things in certain areas, and it'll require you to take action today for that vision in the future. Vision is not your wants and desires, not usually, especially if it's not purified. It says in Jeremiah 23, verse 16b, they speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. Vision is not your dream life. And to kind of sum it up, vision is not a plan you created without God. It says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. or in the NLT version, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. As we see in this verse, vision is important. Vision is important. It says, without vision, people perish. That means that there must be a big lack when we do not have vision. And as I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, why is vision so important? I thought of these three main things. So with vision, we are allotted three main things. One, purpose/direction. Two, aim. And three, an anchor. As humans, we are created for purpose. We are created to have direction. Like, we need somewhere to go. We need something to do. Like, we genuinely feel devoid of life when we do nothing. Because there is something that God has placed within us that makes us goal-oriented. So vision gives us purpose. It gives us something to do in the now for the future. It gives us a goal to reach. Number two, aim. With vision, we have aim. We can see the goal and stay in the path necessary to achieve that goal. And lastly, number three, an anchor. With vision, we're able to anchor ourselves in the hardest days. When everything seems down bad, when you've been trying and trying with what God has given you, having that vision helps. It keeps you going. When you're able to recall what God has told you about the future, when right now, the works that you're doing for right now to achieve that goal seem hard, it seems impossible, God reminds us of the vision to keep us anchored, to keep us going, to keep us motivated. And a perfect example is my close friend who has her own fellowship group. And there are days when it is very, very difficult and you honestly want to quit. But the vision that God has given her, the lives saved, the connection and relationship that these people will have because of her obedience is what keeps her going. But without vision, you let life happen to you. Without vision, whatever happens, whatever comes, you just take it. It's very much,
it is what it is.
But a lifestyle version. Something bad happens, it is what it is. Because you had no vision. You had no expectation. You had nothing to base it off of. It's just what happens, happens. Oh, I was working out, then I kind of stopped. It is what it is. I was doing really well. I had my goal. You know, I was working towards it, but I didn't really have vision for that. So it is what it is. That's not what we want. That's not what life is supposed to be about. We are goal-oriented people. So you need a goal. And you need a vision. And something else, without vision, you run to your past sin. Without vision, you run to your past sins and you sit there. Because at least you can create a vision to combat that sin. Right? Because we are so goal-oriented, we will unconsciously try to make a goal for ourselves in that past sin. You know, these three things, purpose/direction, aim, and an anchor, we can apply them to minuscule everyday things. We can apply them to our 2023 body. Not to say it's not important, but we can apply it there. We can apply it to our education. We can apply it to our social media following. We can apply it to the bag. And if we can use vision and our imagination for small things like that, why not use it for more abstract and unique areas in our lives? Like, why not have vision for a healthy family? I know your father acts that way. I know your mom does that. And your siblings don't help. But why not ask God for a vision for your family that there would be restoration and believe that he can do it? Why not have vision for you overcoming that sin and never running back to it? ask God, God, please help me to win over the sin. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want this to be who I am. And God will give you vision to accomplish that. He'll give you a thought of you in the future not being addicted to pornography, not being addicted to masturbation. He'll give you a future where you're not always angry, you're not always mad, you don't have depression. Why not have vision for a content singleness season where you can see yourself being happy without the validation and acceptance of other people? Like, really, is it everyday tears over this boy, over this girl? Are you never going to be by yourself? Really? All I know is that God wants to give us vision. He gives us glimpses of it every day, but we tend to disregard it. We think it's always been like this. It's always going to be like this, you know. Like, we poor. What can I do about it? What you can do is pray and ask God to help you to break that generational curse. So how do you achieve vision? How do you get vision, and how do you sustain it throughout the year so you can have an amazing new beginning with an incredible end? One, ask God. Pray. Prayer is always the answer. It says pray without season. You pray, you ask God, you get on your knees, or you sit in your bed, or you sit on a chair, and you say, Heavenly Father, God, I need a vision for this year. Give me direction, God. I need it. And you'll be amazed what God will start to show you. And number two, apply this verse in your everyday life. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Matthew 6, verse 33. When you apply this verse and you focus on God, everything else will follow. Your family life, school, your love life, your health, everything. And once you ask God, like, I'm putting you first, Heavenly Father, I'm putting you first, and he sees that, he will help you with every single thing. To sustain your vision this year, to hold and use and use mightily the vision that God has given you, to sustain it and not give up during the year, not be powerful for 4 months and then stop for six. Cough, cough, my podcast. You have to ask God to help you every day. Every day. Say, God, I need help. Remind me of the vision you've given me for this podcast so that I can do it and do it well. As we embark on our 2022 journey, I prompt you to create a God-driven vision for this year. Please. If you do, and you actually stick to it this year, I promise you, you will have the best year of your life. You will have a year that you are proud of. You will have a year where you listen to God and you are able to see the fruit of your obedience. I have committed to creating crazy visions for the year, because I cannot limit God. 2020 started off regular. I was like, okay, I'm not putting on a mask, which is great. You know, we didn't even know that was going to happen. And then COVID hit. Boom. And then 2021 came, and it felt like time was just slowly passing and like nothing was happening. But I really believe that 2022 is a different year. It is a year that things can happen. It is a year where you will get things done that you never thought you could do before. And I don't want to limit God like I did in the past 2 years. I want God to do crazy things in my life through me. I have vision for my education, my future career. Like, How am I going to impact in my future career? I have vision for how I'm going to dress. I have vision for design ideas. I have vision for the salvation of people's lives. And if I don't want an aimless year, a year where I let life happen to me instead of for me, if I want a year that's worth recalling, I need to have God's vision for my life. I cannot wake up in the morning and have no end in mind. This is the end of the month. So you've seen the first bits of the month. You've seen the first month kind of play out. And whether it was bad or was good or felt the same, you've seen it. So I prompt you to ask God for vision going forward. Or ask for an old one. Maybe you had one, but you let go because of trauma. But ask for that vision, because we are goal-oriented people. It is in our, it's in the marrow of our bones. Ask for vision so that you can go through the next 11 months with goals, with passion in your heart, and with joy of the future. So today's recommendation is, I believe, simple. I love simple. Today's recommendation is, ask God. Go in prayer and ask God for a vision for the year 2022. Write down what he tells you and then listen to the instructions that he'll give you afterwards. I'm going to put a link down for a church, and it walks through vision and everything. So please watch that as well. But pray for vision, write the vision down, and then walk in it. And if you need more help or more guidance, watch the YouTube video. So maybe throughout this episode, you felt convicted and want to live for Christ now. This is the moment of salvation. If you want to give your life to God, please repeat after me. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Today I declare that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. Please cleanse my heart, my mind, and my conscience, and fill me with the Holy Spirit, that I may be able to walk like you. Amen. That is amazing. Your name is now written in the book of life. If you just prayed that prayer of salvation, please email me at everydayendeavors@gmail.com and we'll begin to walk together in this journey. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I pray that you learned something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go, live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors.